So Mishanech Nesoda Marben Besimcha, and we are in Chodesh Adar. Only natural that the topic today will be Halachas of Purim. We have one more Shia before Purim, which will also be dedicated to Halachas of Purim. Before we start learning tonight, this Shia is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmosai of Reb David ben Reb Menachem Monish, the late father of my dear friend Seth Grossman, who I can't say he's a steady participant in this shiur, but many times he comes from Beit Shemesh just to drive me to the shiur, like he did today. And his father's Yotzat is this coming Thursday, first Yotzat. And actually, I am publishing a Sefer Le'ilui Nishmosai. And the Sefer should have been out for the first Yotzat, but he's such a wonderful person and he's meichel me. Sefer is not ready yet, so at least this shiur is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmosai of your precious father. Reb David ben Reb Menachem Monish Yanuach B'Sholom Al Mishkavoi. He should be a Meretz Yosha for the entire wonderful family. And the Torah we learned tonight is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmosai, and you should only know B'Sodes Toivos Kol Yom HaMenachas from your children and good health for the entire family. Today, the basic topic we're discussing, out of the many halachas of Purim, and we have so many special mitzvahs on Purim, first and foremost, Mikra Megillah, Shloach Monos, Matonis Lev Yoinim, various different halachas that are associated with Tefillah, Alanisim. But today we will be discussing the very essence of Purim, Simchas Purim. Last Asoisam, Yemei, Mishto, Visimcha. Question number one, which also is regarding Hanukkah, and I think at various different opportunities we explained that Hanukkah and Purim have much in common. They are the only two Yomim Tovim that are not Min HaTorah, the only 2 days, happy days, that we remember and rejoice and have mitzvahs that are not Min HaTorah, Hanukkah and Purim. Haim yesh itzumoy shel yoyim on Purim? Or is Purim only about its mitzvahs? Because regarding Yomim Tovim and HaTorah, there is Kedushas Hayoyim, a lav of Isur Asiyas Malacha. Besides Kedushas Hayoyim, most of the Yomim Tovim also have specific mitzvahs. Pesach, Chilas Matzah. Leila Seder has many mitzvahs. Throughout the 7 days, well, a low tasa of Achilas Chometz. Sukkos, we have a mitzvah to say. Lulav. Shavuos is only atzeres. There are no specific mitzvahs. But all the Yomim Tovim, there is Kedushas Hayoyim, and it says Yes Malacha. How do we relate to the Yomim Tovim that are Bonon? Is it only about mitzvahs? And the date is only a date in which we are to perform mitzvahs, or maybe there is Itzumai Shel Yoyim as well, B'chagam Derabonon. There is no Issas Yes Malacha, because Azal weren't Metaken Yom Tov Legabe Asiyas Malacha. But is there still what we would define as Itzumai Shel Yoyim? Well, Purim we have a mitzvah Simcha. Wouldn't Simcha prove Itzumai Shel Yoyim? Which brings us to another question, which is a basic question. Mitzvah Simcha in Purim, is it only about Mishta, about Suda, or is there a mitzvah actually to be happy? We will deal with this question soon. But I just want to bring a few sources regarding the question, Itzumai Shel Yoyim, regarding Purim, and maybe the same regarding Hanukkah. There is somewhat of a difference between Purim and Hanukkah, because Purim is Divrei Kabbalah. Purim is Megillas Esther. A Megillas Esther is Ksuvim. Hanukkah is Medivrei Sofrim. So there is room to argue maybe Purim and Hanukkah would not be exactly the same. They're both not Min HaTorah, but Purim nevertheless is a greater chiyuv because it's Medivrei Kabbalah. Hanukkah is Medivrei Sofrim. So the Bi'aloch and Sementof Reish Tzadik Beis deals with the question if a person has no means to perform any mitzvahs on Purim. He's stranded on a distant island and he's alone. He has no Megillah. He might have food, but he has no one to offer, neither Matunas Livoinim or Mishloach Monos. He has no mitzvahs to perform. Would he still say Shechiyonu? So we say Shechiyonu by Mikra Megillah, but he has no Megillah. Would he say Shechiyonu? Rabbi Yankev Emden in Moedik Tzio says, yes, of course he would, because you say Shechiyonu on the day. It's Purim, regardless of whether you have the possibility to perform the mitzvahs or not, but it's still Purim, and you say Shechiyonu on the day. The Meiri, Shabbos Chov Gimel in the Sugya of Chanukah says the same regarding Chanukah. Person is away from home. He has no psilis, no shmanim. Yeah, he doesn't have the means to be madlik na Chanukah. Some say, if you're the only Jew around and you could make no presumenus for Jews, then you don't have the mitzvah at all. The Meiri says, even if he's not madlik na Chanukah, he still should say she'osa nisim and Shehechiyonu. So the Meiri regarding Chanukah, Rabbi Yankev Emden regarding Purim, say yes. The day in itself is a significant day. Regarding She'osim Nisim Ravisenu, maybe it would be different than Shehechiyonu. Why? Because we find a concept in the Gemara, Boruch She'osu Neis B'mokim Hazeh. If a person comes to a place in which he, or his forefathers, or Kalal Yisrael were zeichet to miracles, he says a brocha she'osin ineis b'mokrim hazeh. That would be similar to she'osin nisim lavoyseinu b'yom emeim b'zman hazeh. Space and time are somewhat related, not only in science, but also in halacha. So just like we find in the Gemara she'osin ineis b'mokrim hazeh, maybe that is based on Shechiyonu might be different, because Shechiyonu is Berachas Hazman. And Berachas Hazman is on Yomim Toivim, or on Mitzvahs, or on Kli Chodesh, Peres Chadoshim. So it's Chanukah, it's Purim, he isn't performing any Mitzvahs. He has no Beged or Pri. So the question is, Itzumoy Shalyoyim. Would we say, just like you say Shechiyonu an Yomim Toivim, you have to say Shechiyonu Yom Toivim Derabonon? So the Bi'aloch is Mefak Pekaloch Ala Maisa, and he paskins one should not say a bracha with Shem Malchus, Shechiyonu, either Purim or Chanukah. But this question would be exactly the question we put on Shulchan Malachim. Is there Itzumay Shel Yoyim? That is the question, would a person make a Shechiyonu on Purim or Chanukah when he does not have the opportunity to perform the mitzvahs? Another question that we find regarding Purim HaMishulash. So this year Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, but when Purim falls on Shabbos, it is defined as Purim HaMishulash. And the mitzvahs are spanned 3 days, when Sudas Purim is Sunday, Mishloach Monos, Sudas Purim is on Sunday, Mishloach Monos Matoros Yivron on Friday, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Al HaNisim, we say on Shabbos. And the Bais Yosef wonders, why wouldn't we say Al HaNisim when we make Sudas Purim? But in Shulchan Aruch he does Paskin, based on the Rishonim, Al HaNisim, we say on Shabbos. Which proves that even though Shabbos, we're not performing any mitzvahs. Mikra Megillah is Sunday. Mikra Megillah is Friday. Sudas Purim, Sunday. Shabbos, we have no mitzvahs whatsoever. Nevertheless, Al HaNisim we say on Shabbos. Which proves Al HaNisim is associated with the day and lav davka with the mitzvahs. Once again, as I said before, Al HaNisim would not be the same as a Shechiyonu. But the Bais Yosef wonders, and the Bais Yosef argues, we should say ala nisim either Sunday or Friday, but in aloha, pasul shekhaloch, ala nisim Shabbos. Not Friday, nor Sunday, when we perform the various different mitzvahs of Purim HaMishulish. So once again, maybe this question is Itzumoy shel yom, hagos memonios, hilchas tefillah, Perek Beis, brings in the name of Reb Amram Goin, that you don't say ala nisim before Mikra Megillah b'Leil Purim. It is only after you read the Megillah that you say ala nisim, and therefore in Tefillas Arvis, that we daven before the Megillah, we would not say ala nisim. And Agos Mamonius rejects the opinion of Reb Amram Goin, and he says, it's Purim, so why wouldn't you say ala nisim? Obviously, the way to explain Reb Amram Goin is, by Purim there is no Itzum Yishul Yoyim. It is not the day. It is only the mitzvahs. And therefore, it is only after Mikra Megillah that we say Al Anisim, before Mikra Megillah not. So Hagos Memonios wonders and rejects the opinion of Reb Amram Goin, and he says, how about Yom Tov? Well, we definitely would say Yalav Yovan Yom Tov, even before we made Kiddush, even before we ate Matzah, even before we sat in the Sukkah, before we performed any mitzvah. By Tefillah Arvis, Lachat Seisik Yechovim, you say Yalav Yovan, you daven the Yom Tov the Ketvillah. So why would Purim be different? So obviously, Hagos Mamonius maintains it's about the day. But Reb Amram Goin would argue, no, Purim is not about the day. There is no Itzumah Shel Yoyim by Yomim Tovim Derabonon. It is all about the mitzvahs. And therefore, before you read the Megillah, before you perform the mitzvah, you would not say Alanism. So these are three different sources which might be dealing with the basic question. Is there a concept of Yomim Tovim Derabonon similar to Yomim Tovim D'Uraisa? Not the same. Yomim Tovim D'Uraisa Av Kedusha and there also Asiyas Malacha. Yomim Tovim Derabonon, there is no Asiyas Malacha. But the question would still be, is there something in Yomim Tovim Derabonon besides the mitzvahs? Is it merely a date? This is the day in which we are to perform various mitzvahs, and those mitzvahs are a zeicher to miracles that we were zeicher to have on those special days. But is there something regarding the day? Is there Itzumoy Shel Yoyim besides the mitzvahs? That obviously would be the question of Shechiyonu or Alanism in its various different forms, and we brought three different sources, which brings us to Simcha. Regarding Simchas Yom Tov, the Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Vav Aleichu Yud Zayin in Simcha in Hilchas Yom Tov is Chayav Odom Liyos Sameach V'Toiv Leiv. Yomim Tovim, a person is required to be Sameach V'Toiv Leiv, and then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to explain what are the manifestations of this Simcha. How does a person act, and what is he supposed to do? What is required from him to express the simcha? So, anoshim bebosav yayin, anoshim bebigdei tzavonim. But the basic din is, as the Rambam makes clear in Perek Vav, chayav odam liyoy sameach v'toyv leiv. In Rambam, Perek Beis, Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. Megillah v'Chanukah come together. Perek Aleph Beis are Hilchos Megillah, when Perek Gimel Daled are Hilchos Chanukah. So Perek Beis in Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam writes, Ketzad Choyvas Suda Zu. Shiyoichel Bosov Yitakan Suda Nua Kafiyah Shetim Siyoda V'Shoy Siyayin Ad Shiyishtaka V'Yeradem Bishichrut. And the Rambam in the previous halacha writes that the mitzvah is Simcha v'hamishta einoy samele lebiyomer boso velo belaila. So the Rambam does not write regarding Purim that a person has to be Sameach v'toyiv leiv. And there are some achronim that argue there's a fundamental difference between Purim and Yom Tov. Hilchos Yom Tov, the Rambam writes, basically, Chayav Odom Liyos Sameach V'Toyiv Leiv, but we do not find in Hilchos Purim that it needs to be Sameach V'Toyiv Leiv. All we find in Purim is Sudas Purim. Yesh Misha Oimer, Purim, the only halacha is Sudas Purim. Mishta V'Simcha. And very beautiful diyuk in the psukim of Megillas Esther. That, as you heard from me many times, not everything that is beautiful is true in learning. So, when beauty coincides with truth, yes, that is the way one really has to learn. Oiz v'hodor levusha is said about Talmud Torah. But not always every beautiful idea is true. So there are two psukim in Megillas Esther. Periktes halocha, periktes posik yutes. Lasois oisam yemei simcha v'mishta v'yamtav. And then three psukim later, periktes posik chov beis. Lasos oisam yemei mishta v'simcha. So the Gemara Megill explains the havamina was to make Yom Tov Isur Malacha, just like Yom Tovim Diuraisa. But at the end of the day, Mordechai, Anshe Knesset Agdoila were metaken, no Isur Malacha, not similar to Yom Tovim Diuraisa, only Mishta V'Simcha. So why in the first Pusik, when they had a havamina to decree a Yom Tov, Simcha comes before Mishta? But on the Meskona, Mishta comes before Simcha. Posik number one, the lesson of the Posik is, Lassus Oysim Yemei, Simcha, Mishta, V'yamtev. And then their decision was, no Yamtev. They dropped Yamtev. But on Posik number two, Posik Chovbeis is, Yemei, Mishta V'Simcha. Not Simcha V'Mishta, but Mishta V'Simcha. So the idea is, if it would be a Yamtev, then the Simcha is not a manifestation of the Mishta, the other way around. First of all, it's a Yom Simcha, and it's because it's a Yom Simcha you need to do, you have a feast and a Mishta. And that is why it's Simcha, Mishta, V'yamtev. But when they dropped Yamtev, there's no longer a mitzvah be'etzem to be Sameach v'toiv leiv. It's only Mishta, and that is why Mishta comes before Simcha. Beautiful. But to me, it would be so strange to say that a person is not required to be happy on Purim. What? Supposed to be sad? Why would there be a mitzvah of Mishta if not that we are supposed to be happy? To me, nothing is more rochik and more far-fetched and unreasonable than to say there is no real mitzvah of Simcha on Purim. You just need to make a suda. And that is the way you manifest Simcha, suda. I think when we ever have to make a suda, it's because we have to be happy. And the suda is always a manifestation and a reflection of one Simcha, and there could be no mitzvah of suda if there is no mitzvah of basic Simcha. So why does the Rambam write in Hilchas Yom Tov Chayav Odom Liyos Sameach V'Toiv Lev? In my opinion, it goes without saying. If it's Yom Mishta V'Simcha, you gotta be happy. And we will prove this from halachas, not only from my basic feeling. There's no need to write a halacha, you have to be happy. If you have to make a Mishta, and a Mishta is a Mishta V'Simcha, of course you have to be happy. As I said before, the feast, the Suda, is always a reflection and a manifestation and a way, the means to express your Simcha, and to intensify your Simcha. That is the way one is happy. With Basa, with Yayin, with Chai Vinish Levesuma. The reason that Rambam writes, Chai Avodam Liya Sameach V'Toiv Lev B'Yamtev, is only because the continuation of this halacha. Chai Avodam Liyos Sameach V'Toiv Lev Hu V'Ishtoi V'Bonav V'Bnei Beisoi. And then the Rambam goes on, how do you see to it that everybody is part of the Simcha? And this is a specific halacha that we find only in Yom Tov. Each and every member of the family has to have something to make him happy. And the reason that Rambam writes, there is no period. That is not the end of the halacha. It is primarily because who the ishtoi v'bonav v'bnei beisoi, and the Rambam goes on, what do you have to do in Yom Tov to make them all happy? Purim is different. They all have to be happy. But the halacha is chayv nishlevesumi, and women don't have to drink, and children don't have to drink. So this halacha of who, veishtoi, vebono, vebnei beisoi, does not apply to Purim, and that is why the Rambam doesn't write chayv odum nishlevesumer. It goes without saying. You don't have to write that a person has to be a sameach, be a mei simcha. If you have to make a suda, what is the suda about if you're not supposed to be happy? So I think this is a total mistake. The Diak and Rambam has no basis. The Rambam wouldn't write chayev odom lios sameach v'toiv lev biyomtiv if that would be all there is to it. The reason that Rambam writes chayev odom lios sameach v'toiv lev is because he goes on who ve'ishtoi v'bonav v'bnei ma'isoi, and then he explains how each and every member of the family, what does he deserve to make him happy. That halacha we do not find in Purim. The only reflection, a manifestation of Simcha in Purim is Chayav Inish Levesume. You need to drink, and women are not required to drink. Children definitely should be prohibited to drink. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't write Chayav Odom Liyos Sameach. It goes without saying that if Purim is a Yom Simcha, Chayav Odom Liyos Sameach. And it makes totally no difference whether the Pasuk says Simcha V'Mishta or Mishta V'Simcha. Simcha is Simcha, and Mishta is Mishta, and it's a Milsad Pshita that a person needs to be Sameach on Purim. And this is clear as daylight from Simen Tov Reish Tzadik Vov. Tov Reish Tzadik He is the dinam of Simchis Purim. However, Tov Reish Tzadik He is Sudas Purim. Tov Reish Tzadik Vov Siv Zayin. Yesh Mi Shomer, She'oinen Muta Bebosa V'Yayin. And Oinen, that's also bebosa v'yayin. If it's Purim, oinen mutar bebosa v'yayin. De loy osi asei di yoche da aveles v'docha asei de rabim di uraisa de lesmoyach bepurim divrei kaboleninu shehem ke divrei toira. Lesmoyach bepurim divrei kaboleninu shehem ke divrei toira. But one could still argue this sif as well is not about the essence of simcha. It's about bosa v'yayin. Bosa v'yayin is a chiyuv. But I still think the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch, lesmoach bepurim divrei kabbalah shehem kedivrei Torah, therefore it overrides the din of aveilus. But one could still argue, this sif proves nothing. This sif is about bosa v'yayin. Bosa v'yayin is a chiyuv on Purim. So, but there is sif dalet in this very same siman. The Mechaber Paskins. Kol divrei aveilus noyagim b'chanukah v'purim. Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is aveilus noyag b'chanukah v'purim. Then Amur brings an opinion. Yesh oyamim she'ein aveilus noyag v'purim lo b'yudalad v'lo b'teizvav v'chein noyagim. So minik b'nei Ashkenaz is no aveilus on Purim. This has nothing to do with Sudas Purim. This is dinei aveilus. So the Mechaber Paskins, Purim, Simchas Purim, does not override Avelis. The Ramah Paskins, there is no Avelis on Purim. So if Purim is not supposed to be a happy day, why wouldn't Dinei Avelis apply in Purim? You can still have the Mishtav Simcha, but Dinei Avelis would still apply. And Avel is entitled to eat Bosa and Yayin. There is no Issa Bosa Yayin on Avel, only on Anoinen. So why would Purim push aside and override Avelis if not Purim is a Yom Simcha? So even the Mechaber Paskins, Avelis overrides Purim. But I don't think the Machloikis Mechaber and the Ramo would be if there's a Mitzvah Simcha of Purim. The question is whether the Mitzvah Simcha of Purim would override Avelis. So in Siv Zayin we learn, yes, the Mechaber says it would override Aninus, the Isra Bosa V'yayin Ba'oinin, but still other Dinei Avelis would apply in Purim. The Ramu says no Dinei Avelis in Purim. And this halacha definitely proves that in Purim there is a mitzvah of Simchas Hayoyim. However, I think I said a shiur about 2 or 3 months ago, but I can no longer remember what I say, where and when. But I think some time ago we had a shiur about Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and then I bring 10 different sources of Simcha, and I said, but the way we express Simcha is different from one halacha to the other. And I feel it brought many halachas and many mitzvahs of Simcha. So Simchas Yom Tov and Simchas Purim are different in nature. but they have very much in common. But the basic idea, which I first of all want to convey, Simcha is Simcha. And just like Yom Tov, the same would apply to Purim. You need to be happy. There's no point in making a Suda if you're not supposed to be happy. So the Suda is just a way to make you happy and to express your Simcha. But it goes without saying that Purim, Zecher Neis, when we remember the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed with our forefathers, these are Yemei Simcha. Yemei, Lasis Oisim, Yemei Mishtav Simcha. And to me, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Mishtav Simcha or Simcha V'Mishtav. Purim are days of Simcha. And that is why the Ramo Paskins, and that's the opinion of various different Rishonim, there is no Avelis on Purim, because Avelis and Simcha are Tata Desata. They don't go together. So even the Mechaber that Paskins that Avelis is knowing, that means Avelis overrides Simcha's Purim, but it's not that there is no mitzvah of Simcha. But the expressions of Simcha, yes, are different. Different in their very nature, even though they have much in common. So, in Yom Tov we paskin, ein simcha ela babosa v'yayin, but no excessive drinking. Purim, chai v'nish levesume, ad le'yodavet or homen le'boruch Mordechai. On the other hand, we do not find that there is a mitzvah v'chiles boso. Or don't we? Maybe we do. So the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Reish, Tzadik Hei, deals with Sudas Purim. And in the Shulchan Aruch, we do not find that there is a mitzvah of Achilas Boso. The Ramo starts off Simen Tov Reish, Tzadik Hei, mitzvah laharbeis v'sudas Purim uv'sudah achas yoitzim. The Mechaber doesn't deal what the nature of that Suda is. What do we have to eat? But the Mechaber does say, Chai v'nish levesum bepepuria, ad delo yoda. The Rambam does say you need to eat basar. And the Magen Avraham wonders, where does that come from? So the Rambam, in that very same halacha I quoted before, Perek Beis, halacha tes vav in Hilchas Megillah, the Roshon of the Rambam is, Keitzad choy vasuda zu, sheyoichel basar, v'yetaken suda nur, kifia shetim tziyadoi. Where did the Rambam find that there's a mitzvah of Achilas Bosar on Purim? One could say, just like Yom Tov. But it's different than Yom Tov. Purim, we don't find big ditzavonim for the women. We don't find kaloyas v'goyzim for the children. All we find in the Gemara is Chai v'nish levesumi. To me, it is clear. Where's the Rambam's source? All the stories we find in Megillah Dav Zayin of Gedoyl HaMaroim and Tanoim that sent Mishloach Munos one to the other, they sent meat. That's in Megillah Dav Zayin Omed Aleph and Bavli, Megillah Dav Vav Omed Beis in Yerushalmi, Bava Metzia Dav Ayin Ches, the Gemara deals in Bava Metzia about Matonas Lev Yoinim, Mois Porim, and the Gemara says, "Kol ha'poishit yad noisim loy ein medaktekin b'moyis porim shoichtin agolois." They shecht agolois. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that the custom was they shechted agolois. Both the stories in Yerushalmi and in Bavli, when Chazal tell different stories of Mishloach Monos that Rav Yehuda sent to Rav Oshaya Berebi, they sent meat and wine. So it is from here that the Rambam learns that you need basar. But where does it come from? Why do you need basar? To me, it's a mitzvah de pshita, just like Yom Tov. If there is a concept of Sudas Purim, probably it would be similar to Sudas Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you need basar v'yayin. The same would apply to Purim. However, Purim is different, because only Purim do we find Chai v'nish levesume ad delayoda. So the nature of Simchas Purim is different than the nature of Yom Tov. Yom Tov, more subdued, more family-oriented, and therefore in Yom Tov the mitzvah is hu, v'ishtoi, v'bona, v'bnei beisoi, And it is the responsibility of the head of the family to see to it that everybody is happy. Noshim bebigdei tzavonim, children with klayos ve'egoyzim. Purim is not that much family oriented. Purim is an excess of simcha, an outburst of simcha. Chayvonis levesumen, adele yoda. We do not find that women and children are part of the simcha. But as I said before, they definitely have to be happy, but it is a simcha of different nature. But the basic idea of bos aviyayin, to me, poshet, comes from Yom Tov. However, we don't find it in the Gemara, but the Rambam derived this halacha from the stories, from the Braisa in Bava Metzia'in Ches, Shoich de Magores, and from what we learn in Bavli and Yerushalmi, that Gedoyl HaTanon and Gedoyl HaMeron sent meat. And Mishloach Monos, as he explained in Minchas Osher on Purim, Mishloach Monos is definitely associated with Sudas Purim. The Rambam actually writes Mishloach Monos in this very same halacha as Sudas Purim. Keitzad choy v'sudazu, שיוכל בוסה ויתקן סודנוע כפי אשר תמציאו דו ושוי סייין עד שישתקב וירדם בשכרות וכן חייב אודם לשלוח שתי מונה של בוסה ראשה מן התאב של ראשה מן החולם לחברוי. So the Rambam associates משלוח מונס with the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, and because we find in the Gemara in Bavli and Yerushalmi that they used to send meat, as the Rambam says שני מונס בוסה, that proves that by Sudas Purim you need to eat meat. So on one hand, yes, Sudas Purim has something in common with Yom Tov, Bos aviyayin, but the nature of the simcha is different. Yom Tov, more subdued, quiet simcha, family-oriented, and that is why we find by Yom Tov, Bigdei Tzavonim, Klayos Vegoyzim, Purim is different. So Purim, the focus is on yayin much more than on bosor. Bosor, we only learn it from the stories. We do not find the Beferesh HaTekona that Purim, you need Boso. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring Boso, which is interesting, but the Rambam does. The focus Purim is on Yayin. Chai v'nish levesume ad delo yoda. And I must say a few words about ad delo yoda, because I personally was never drunk in my life, never. I've had a few Purims in my life, and they all were wonderful, but I never became drunk. And I think it is extremely interesting and significant. Well, the Gemara says, Chai v'nish levesum ad delo yoda. But almost all the Rishonim clearly indicate that this halacha should not be taken literally. The Rambam writes, Ad sheyishtaker v'yiradem b'shichruto. Where did the Rambam pick this up? Why does he have to sleep? Why does he have to sleep? Where do we find that a person has to sleep on Purim? So there are more. Siv Bei, Simen Tov Reish Tzadikai. Chaye v'nish levesum bepuri ad al yodah ben oro homen aboch Mordechai. Yesh oimrim de'en tzorech leishtake kol kach ele yish te yoyse men emudoi. V'yishan umetok she yishan en yedeh ben oro homen aboch Mordechai. And that is the Kolboy and the Maharil. And I think that is the Rambam. When the Rambam writes, Yishtaker v'yiradem b'shichruto, we do not find this in the Gemara, that you have to fall asleep. So I think that would be also the explanation in the Rambam. So why did the Rishonim write such far-fetched shotim? When the Gemara says, Chai v'nish levesum ad delo yoda, why would we say he has to become drowsy and then go to sleep? And when you sleep, you don't know Ben Oroham and Aboch Mordechai. So why would they say such a far-fetched pshat? It is only because the Rishonim and the great Poskim totally rejected drunkenness. And that's why they went to extremes. So the Mishnah Berurah brings another pshat. And that is from the Taz and some other Achronim. And they explain that actually in our Tfilis and Haidoyas and Purim, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for two different aspects. One is the downfall and the demise of Haman, which was our salvation. But the other was the ascent and rise of Mordechai. Mordechai Godel Beis HaMelech, Vesha Mordechai Holech V'Godel. And that brings so much affluence and influence and prestige and probably wealth to the Jewish people in Ahasuerus's commonwealth, in his empire. So we have two things to thank for: Oreh Haman, the downfall of Haman, and the rise of Mordechai. So a person has to drink till he has difficulty differentiating between the two, between Oreh Haman and Baruch Mordechai, which is also somewhat of a strange pshat. And then pshat number three is the gematria. It's the same gematria. And if you drink wine till you can't figure out without a pen and paper the gematrias of Oreh Haman and Baruch Mordechai, that is when you are mekayim the mitzvah of Adela Yoda. All these pirushim are not from darshanim, from, you know, a Hungarian darshan. These are pirushim that we find among the Rambam and in Taz and the Mishneh Berurah and in the Rambam and the Maril and the Ramo. So why can't they just explain it literally? You need to become drunk till you don't know ben yamin chol esmoil chol, till you don't know about anything. Because it was poshut to them. If you become drunk, how are you going to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu? How are you going to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu? If you don't know to differentiate between Oreh Haman and Baruch Mordechai, then what is Purim all about? Isn't Purim all about Oreh Haman and Baruch Mordechai? So if you come drunk and you don't know what's happening to you, how would that be your service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How will you be happy b'Simchas HaChag? How will you be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment of the day? And that is why most of the major poskim went to great extremes in explaining Oreh Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So I don't know whether I shared this with you in the past. I really think that the best pshat in Oreh Haman Adela Yoda is the Minchas Osho. I really think so. I am totally subjective, and that goes without saying. But I really think that's the most reasonable pshat. And what I argue is this. Megillas Esther, it's brought in the name of the girl, is Gilui HaSeiso. And in Chulin Kuf Lametes, the Gemara says, Esther menatoyre menayin, vunoichi haster aster ponai, biyoim hahu. So many would say, it's not about the Pnimius. Esther, Hester, sounds the same, almost the same. Astir, Esther, so that is a remez la Esther. That is not the way I learn Chazal. If Chazal say, Esther menatoyre menayin, vunoichi haster aster ponai, that means that Megillas Esther is about Hester Ponim. It is a miracle in concealment. And it is the only miracle which we are to remember L'doiris Olam for eternity that had no L'mala M'derech HaTeva. Nothing was supernatural in Purim. Even Hanukkah we had the Nes of Pach HaShemen, which was totally supernatural, above the realm of natural phenomena, natural experience. But Purim, it was a nice. We speak about nice Purim, and we rejoice in this nice every year. But nothing was extraordinary, nothing was supernatural, nothing was beyond the realm of natural phenomena. So it was a nice Nistar. And the Halal we say is a Halal Nistar. We don't say Halal. Kriyosa Zu Hilulo. And that is Esther Menatoyre Benayin, Vonochi Haster Aster Ponai. Megillas Esther is Gilui shall say so. So what I say is this. All year round, yes, everybody knows to proclaim and declare Oreh Haman L'Baruch Mordechai. Everybody wants to be politically correct. So not always is it really what you feel in the depth of your heart. But everybody knows this is what we say. This is what we're expected to say. Oreh Haman V'Baruch Mordechai. Purim, that is not enough. Purim, we really want to know. What do you have deep in your heart? So you need to drink till you lose control of what you're saying. And then what you say comes out of the depth of your neshama and the depth of your heart. So chai v'nesh levesuma adela yoda. Your mind is no longer in control. You drink and you no longer have the ability to be politically correct. And it is then that we want to hear loud and clear Oreh Haman V'Baruch Mordechai. It is then that we know where it comes from, that it comes from the depth of your heart and Me'imke HaNeshoma. So of course, we want to hear nothing else besides Oreh Haman V'Baruch Mordechai. But on this special day, which is all about the Pnimius, it is all about the Hester, everything is in concealment. And this very special day, we want to hear where this comes from, Orohom and Veborach Mordechai. Is it superficial? Is it just because you know what you're supposed to say and what others expect to hear? So Chai Vinish Levesuma, Adola Yoda. Your mind is no longer in charge, no longer in control. And then we sing and we dance and we declare from the depth of our hearts, Orohom and Veborach Mordechai. And then it is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really, really enjoys to hear. And that is the essence of Simchas Purim. And that is what Chazal mean when they say Chai Vinish Levesuma. So my pshat is pshutom shel dvorim. Yes, you need to drink till you lose control. And then each and every one of us from the depth of his heart and me'imke ha'neshoma has to sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheshames yankav tzohar v'samecho orohomen v'borach mordechai. That would be my understanding in Ad de la Yoda. But as I pointed out, most of the poskim say really far-fetched and extreme pshutim. Because the majority of poskim say a person should not become drunk, not become totally drunk. Yes, excessive simcha, drink wine, but drunkenness is never a virtue and it's not acceptable in halacha, and that is why most of the gedolei poskim reject shichrus in its entirety. So, as I said before, the Rambam says that boso. Interesting, Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this halacha. And the Rambam derived this halacha primarily from the stories told in Bavli and Yerushalmi, first Perek of Megillah. The fact is that the Tanoim and Amirum send the Bosor. So, obviously, Mishloach Monos is associated with Sudas Purim. Mishloach Monos is here to ensure that everybody has enough to rejoice in Sudas Purim, and that proves that Sudas Purim, there is an inyan of Bosor. Which brings us to another question. Is there a chiyuv to eat pas? Sudas Shabbos and Yom Tov, you need to eat pas. Is there an inyan to eat lechem? Very interesting. The Torah Zohar in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Gimel, Sif Kotan Beis, brings in the name of the Maharshal. The Maharshal says, if you forgot Al Nisim Purim, you do not need to say the Shmoneh Esrei again. And that rule applies to Hanukkah as well. The Maharshal brings from the Bianke of Polak, was one of the great gedolim in that era, that if you forgot Al Nisim Purim by davening, you don't have to daven again. But if you got Al Nisim by benching, you have to bench again, which is a gevaldig chiddush. But they argue, Sudas Purim is a chiyuv, and if it's a chiyuv, then you have to bench again. So Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalav Yovel, you don't have to bench again, because there is no Chiv Suda Rosh Chodesh. But Yom Tov, if you got Yalav Yovel, or Shabbos, you forgot to say, you do have to bench again, because it's a Chiv. Suda Spurim is a Chiv. So Mugra and Vom and Taz both argue, but if you said Al Nisim breakfast, and then you forgot it at the second Suda, you do not have to bench again. Which on one hand is a chiddush, because the Rambam says bosor is ma'akev. Breakfast, nobody eats bosor. The ikar sudas purim is the second suda. I also argue the chai v'nish levesuma is sudas purim. The yeshiva boys that go around in houses and they drink wine, that is not the mitzvah of chai v'nish levesuma. Keitzad choy v'suda zu. Shoyseyayin ad sheyeshtaka v'yeradem b'shichrusay. Chai v'nish levesuma is in Sudas Purim. So when you go visiting houses and you drink wine, that is not the mitzvah of Chai v'nish levesuma. Chai v'nish levesuma is part of Sudas Purim, kach mefurish b'Rambam, and also in Shulchan Aruch, because Tov Reish Tzadikei is Dinei Sudas Purim. And in Dinei Sudas Purim, the Shulchan Aruch says Chai v'nish levesuma. So this is an important halacha. All those yeshiva bochim roaming the streets and the houses drinking wine, that is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is in Sudas Purim, Kavu v'Rambam, u'v'Shulchan Aruch. But on one hand, the Magen Avraham and the Taz say, you yoytze al nisim b'Sudas Shachris. But Sudas Shachris, there is no bosa v'yayin. So one must argue, it is enough that one berchas amazon yisad al nisim, which still would be a chiddush. Because the reasoning of the Marshal is, if it's a Sudas Chayvo, then you forgot al nisim, you need to say it again, like let's say on Shabbos, like Yalav Yom and Yom Tov, unlike Yalav Yom and Rosh Chodesh. So, lecha'oda, the conclusion would be, it is only on the Suda in which you are Makayim, the Mitzvah of Chayim, Venish Levesuma, Yayin Ladas Kolapoiskim, Boso Ladas Arambam, in that Suda, if you forgot al nisim, you say it again. However, the Mugen Avraham argues, why bechlal would you need to say al nisim? There is no chiyav in achilas pas purim. Bosa v'yayin, yes, but no pas. The Rambam doesn't write that you need to eat pas. Mitzvah l'harbis v'sudas purim. The Rambam also writes keitzad choy v'sudas zu. But the Mugen Avraham says Shabbos in Yom Tov, there's a din of lecha mishnah. But Purim, why do you need eat bread? And if there's no chiv and achilas pas, there's no chiv and berachas mazon. So why would he have to bench again if he didn't say al nisim? Rabbi Yankev Emden argues, if we speak about suda, goes without saying. There is no suda without pas. And that's why the Rambam doesn't need to say you eat pas. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't need to say it. Because the Rambam deals with sudas Purim. Shulchan Aruch says, Dinei Sudas Purim. There is no Suda without Pas. So Rabbi Yankev Emden argues, Milta de Pshita, that without Pas, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sudas Purim. And I think his basic approach makes a lot of sense.
Oh,
makes
Kiddush Makom Suda without Pas.
Okay, so Purim. So you say, we do find Kiddush Makom Suda.
And without Pas. I don't understand.
Yes, that is a very good comment. But Kiddush B'Mekom Suda is not necessarily the kiyum of mitzvah Sudas Yom Tov, because all the poskim agree that besides Shalosh Sudas, which might be an exception, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Sudas Shabbos and Yom Tov without pas. But some argue maybe it would be defined as a Suda, but you have a mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, and that is why you need pas. Because you have the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, and that's why he needs us. Maybe not Suda per se. Because we do find regarding Kiddush Makom Suda that many poskim, and it's also brought in the Shulchan Aruch, mezonos would be enough, even wine would be enough to define Kiddush Makom Suda. But Rabbi Yankev Emden argues, every mitzvah of Suda requires pas. Kiddush B'Mekom Suda, not necessarily, but any mitzvah which requires Suda would be similar to Suda Shabbos in Yom Tov, and without Pas, you don't have the mitzvah of Suda, and therefore, there is no need for the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch to explicitly write that you need Pas, because without Pas, it would not be Sudas Purim, and therefore, Pas is required. And that seems to be simple from the Marashal, saying that if you didn't say al nisim berachas mazon, you need to bench again. If there would be no chiyav and pas, there is no chiyav and berachas mazon. And if there's no chiyav and berachas mazon, it would be like forgetting Yalav Yovei and Rosh Chodesh, because there is no chiyav and suda Rosh Chodesh, there is no need to bench again. So this would prove that it was poshut b'enei Marshal that you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of Sudas Purim without pas, and pas is an essential part of Sudas Purim. So we did discuss the mitzvah of Simchas Purim, starting off with the question of Itzume Shel Yoyim, the nature of Simchas Purim, and then various different halachas regarding Shtiyas Yayin, Achilas Abosa, and Achilas Pas. So all the poskim say that there is a chiyuv of Sudas Purim, and we cannot be mekayim that mitzvah by night, only by day. And it is the second Suda usually in which we are mekayim the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. This year, in Eretz Yisrael, Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. Maybe next Sunday we will discuss the various different minhagim. Do we make the Suda earlier, or maybe Poritz Mape Mekadesh? Maybe that would be a topic to discuss next Sunday. We'll see. So this Shabbos, we read Parsha Zohar, and Parsha Zohar is associated with Purim. Because Chazal say that Haman was Mezera Amalek, and that is why we read every year Parsha Zohar, Timcha Zecher HaMolech Metachas HaShemayim on Purim. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu the mitzvah of Timcha Zecher HaMolech Metachas HaShemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu calls Yehoshua Ben-Nun and he says, Tzei Hilochem Ba'amolek. And the Zoya wonders, this is such a great mitzvah. Chazal say, Ein Shmoy Sholem Ve'ein Kisoy Sholem Ad Shiyamocha Zecher HaMolech. Why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu rise to the challenge? And why does he put this on the shoulders of Yehoshua? Why doesn't he take command and stand at the head of the troops, giving them chizik, leading them into battle? Why does he give that schus over to Yehoshua? And the Zohar says, no. There is a molek de la elo and a molek de la tato. If we cannot destroy a molek up there in the heavens, we cannot destroy him down here. So Moshe tells Yeshua, I will fight a Molech up there. And you organize the people, the warriors, and you go to war. And that is what the Torah tells us, that V'yedem Yishikvedim, and the Mishnah explains on Lashon HaLamed Hei, בזמן שיודב של מוישה למעל בני ישראל משבדם ליבם אל אביהם שבשמיים. And when Moshe was tired and his hands fell down, וגובר המולק, וכי יודב של מוישה עוסס מלחמו. Yes, Moshe is fighting a molek up there. So a molek is not only a people. A molek is a spirit, an idea. A molek is the shoresh of all evil in the world and all resha in the world. So Moshe and Yehoshua divide between them, and the Zohar says, Moshe is fighting Amalek up in the heavens and Yeshua is fighting him down here on earth. Many times in the past, I mentioned that I remember as a young bocher learning Bava Basa. And when I got to Bava Basra Memvov, I was astounded and taken aback. In Bava Basra Memvov in Shas Bavli, we find Amolek Siman. Chazal used the name of Amolek as a Siman in the Gemara. You know, Shas Bavli is full of Simonim. They found no more appropriate Siman to use in Shas Bavli than Amolek. Timcha Zecher Amolek. We're all familiar with the minig that kids and even adults make awful noise when we read the Megillah, whenever we come to Haman. What's the source of this Amolek? Some people are disappointed when I say this, but there is no Indian whatsoever making noise when the Shliach Tzibah comes to Haman. But Minig Yisrael Taita, where does this strange Minig come from? It's brought in the Rishonim that there was a Minig in the Maril and in others, that people and kids used to write Haman or Amalek on a piece of wood. And when they came to Haman in the Megillah, they used to bang that piece of wood to erase the name of Amalek that was inscribed or written with ink on the wood or on stone. So obviously when you bang wood and bang stones, makes noise. But the objective was never to make noise. Haman isn't around. You're not disturbing Haman by making noise. You're just disturbing all the elders of the community, and sometimes it drives them out of their minds. There was never an objective to make noise, but the minig was to erase Haman. And that, in a way, is the mitzvah of Timcha Zecher HaMolech Metachas HaShemayim. And now Chazal come along and Bava Basra Memvov, and they put him in the Gemara where nobody would dare to take him out, to erase him. It's the Gemara. You can't just erase anything that's in the Gemara. So how do Chazal use Amalek's name as a siman? Rabbi Yankov Emden, in his Agos and Shas Bavli, asked this very question. And Rabbi Yankov Emden writes, that's Rabbi Yankov Emden's sprach. Sometimes he uses very harsh language. I would prefer he uses that language against Amalek and not against the Bionis and Ibishitz. So the Biankimem writes, Kach ya'osa lemenuva lazer, legrorato lebeis amedish, lishboires koichoi velohoitzi memenoi kol nitzotz kadosh. What the Biankimem means to say, how do we fight Amalek? So in our day and age, it's no longer about killing people. We leave that to Melech HaMashiach in days to come. How do we fight Amalek? He is all over. You leave the Beis Medrash, he is all over. In the cinemas, in the movie houses, on the streets, on the billboards, Amalek is all over. How do we fight him? Kach yo'osa lemenu v'lazeh, legrorato lebeis HaMedrash. In Bava Basra, we will always be victorious. In Bava Metzia, we will always have the upper hand. That is where we prefer to fight Amalek. In Bota Mekresias and Bota Medroshes. And that is why Chazal, yes, brought him into Bava Basra, because it's there, and only there, that we are confident that we could beat Amalek. To bring him into the Beis Medrash, that is where we fight Amalek, and that is how we fight Amalek. Because Purim is the day of Kabbalah Satorah, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Pesayin, Hodor Kibluhu Miyamei Achashverosh, that is our way of fighting Amalek. As long as we fight him in Beis Medrash, we are confident and we could be sure that yes, we will be victorious and we will have the upper hand. So as long as Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, this is the way to fight Amalek. And we read Parsha Zohar before Purim. Because Haman was Mezer Amalek. And the way Mordechai overcame is by learning Hilchas Kmitza, like Gemara says in Megillah, learning Dinei Kachim, bringing more Kedusha into the world, more Tahara in the world, more Torah in the world. That is the way to fight Amalek. And that is what Rabbi Yankovim explains in Bava Basra and Daf Mem Vav. So, b'zman shi'amocha zecher Amalek, yehi shmoi sholem, v'kisei sholem, and that is the essence of Melchemes Amalek. So we should be zoicha b'kura b'yameinu, shi'amocha zare shel Amalek, melech Moshiach should come, and these yamei purim, k'shem she'osiso nisim nabiseinu, b'yomim, b'yom ha'mehim, b'zman hazeh, we should be once again zoicha to nisim v'nafloiz, b'bias goyel tzedek, b'binyam beis hamikdash, b'mehero v'yomeinu.